I'd love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's going to be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We've got to stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I've got a great guest for you this morning, a great, great guest. Now, it's going to be a bit awkward because I'm going to have to ask a lot of tough, look, full disclosure, I like her, but I've got to ask a lot of tough questions, make her sweat a bit, and I'm sure she'll be more than up to it. More than up to it. You can actually watch this interview, by the way, Facebook live stream. Share this everywhere. In Belmont County, the Belmont Buzz is all about taxes.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Why are taxes so high? Why is it that East Ohio Regional Hospital doesn't pay its taxes? It's so unfair. A very special guest is the Belmont County Treasurer herself, Kathy Kellich. Welcome back, Kathy Kellich, to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm good, even though it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Bitch. Honest to God. Anyway, you look fine. You can hear this interview on all these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and download the River Network app and click River Talk. And you can see it on Facebook Live, the Facebook live stream. So first, thank you very much for being here. I know this is very early for you, and I appreciate you making this ultimate sacrifice to come on to be held accountable, Kathy Kellich, be held accountable to the people of Belmont County about all this tax stuff. All I hear is from everyone in the station, out of the state, tax. Our taxes are too high. I used to hire a regional hospital. Why don't they pay their taxes? Tax.
I haven't heard anything like that.
Well, yeah, because you don't. You're not here, but believe me, if you were here, you'd be hearing it all the time. Yeah. So I'm sure you've heard all of this. So first off, give me a little background about you. Oh, by the way, for those who don't know, Kathy Kellich is crippled.
not crippled. That is inappropriate.
Gimpy. She's got a gimpy leg now. What exactly happened? Were you kicking Gagan in the ass again, or what happened to your foot?
Well, you know, he does have a really hard head, so I went and kicked him in the head, and my foot broke.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, and he was fine.
Well, of course he was. he's Gagan, you know. I like Bill Kristol. Oh, yes, he's a smart man. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. Lincoln Project. In any event. hello, little girl. In any event, so how did you break your foot? What happened?
We will just leave it at an incident in Taekwondo.
In Taekwondo?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't like your instructor and it was funny. I've had enough of this guy. Wham!
No.
Nothing like that?
No, nothing
okay.
like that.
All right, fair enough. So, but you are doing okay, right?
I'm doing fine.
Cool? All right, great. So, Kathy Kellich, little background first on you, Nancy's daughter.
Correct.
And how is she doing? She doing okay?
Nancy's doing well.
Excellent, great. So, a little background on you. What? Little background. Tell us about you.
Wait, we're not supposed to talk about me. We're supposed to talk about taxes.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Why do we need to talk about me?
All right, fine. I won't bring up the any of that stuff, awkward stuff. So, Belmont County Treasurer, what is your role as Belmont County Treasurer?
So, I'm actually the Chief Investment Officer for the county, but everyone knows me because I collect taxes. That's actually the smaller part of my job, but everybody knows that side of the job. So, that's where they engage with me more often.
Leslie sends you checks every year.
And she's lovely about that.
Well, she has to be, yeah. Yeah. She's or lovely. Otherwise, you're going to take our house.
Oh, now stop. Good. Now stop. I never take anybody's house.
You don't?
You make that choice by not paying your taxes. I don't make that choice.
You practice that line.
I am literally the glorified debt collector of the county. So imagine somebody being charged with, hey, I've got this bill, go collect it. That's me.
Wow.
I mean, that is just the most spectacular job in the world, wouldn't you say? Because I'm sure you know that everyone is so appreciative to that.
Well, actually, they are with you because no one even dares run against you. No, I wouldn't go there.
No,
that's not true. Wait a minute. The last election, nobody ran against you.
That is true. That is true. I rest my case.
What did I just say?
You said no one dares. That doesn't mean that's a permanent thing.
Spare me. In any event, so what is this other part of your job now?
Chief investment officer.
What does that mean?
I invest all the county's money.
Really?
Yes.
Do you invest that in Tesla?
No.
Okay.
Nothing in stocks. It can't be anything that's per chance. It has to be very secured. There's very specific parameters to what we can actually invest in.
Really? How much money has been invested by Belmont County? How much money are we talking about here? $1 million? $2 million? One? I have no concept. I mean, literally, I have no concept.
Upwards of $60 million.
Seriously?
Seriously.
$60 million has already been invested?
Correct.
And we can draw on that $60 million if we need it for anything?
It goes through different departments, but yes. The simple answer is yes, but those actually get bifurcated out by different departments. So it's not necessarily all that's general fund.
Oh, son of a gun. Okay, I had no idea. So let's talk about taxes and what has been happening in Belmont County.
So obviously you knew that this was a reappraisal year. You had Cindy Henry on here a few weeks ago.
She did a very good job, by the way.
She did.
Do you need to correct her about anything? Did she say anything that you didn't think was true?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. I thought she did a great job. I was hoping to cause trouble, but no, you agree with her, so dang.
No, I mean, her and I agree pretty much, pretty well. I mean, there's just not a lot that you could disagree on this. I mean,
agreed.
This was sent by the state to say that, so what might not have been conveyed as much as it could have been is this was a reappraisal year. So that we go out and we reappraise all the properties. And when I say we, it's actually the auditor goes out.
What's a reappraisal year? Big picture stuff with the state of Ohio.
Big picture stuff. State of Ohio, every 6 years, every county has to reappraise all the properties in that county. You have to have an appraisal company come in and do it. You can't have an in-house appraiser just take care of it. There's all parameters that Cindy has to actually follow.
Okay. And this happens statewide every 6 years, or is it?
It's statewide every 6 years.
Is it?
Not everybody's on the same schedule.
Okay.
We're all on different schedules. But for the predominantly about 22 counties every 6 years are together. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of people that said, well, if this person was auditor, this wouldn't have happened. If this person was auditor, no, that's not true. If they're telling you that, they're just fluffing you. I mean, there's just nothing about it. Yeah. I mean, this
fluffing is probably not the right word to use, Kath, but they're okay.
You told me to be honest.
Well, yes.
You told me to just say it like it is.
You don't know the subtext of that word.
Okay.
In any event,
so basically, we were one of the lower counties on the percentage increase, believe it or not. But it's an overall increase. So like one person might have gotten 60%, and one person might have gotten 10%.
But Belmont County is the least. In fact, was the lowest.
One of the lowest.
And how much did the real estate? Values go up 5%, 10% in 6 years. What are we looking at here?
I believe it was
18 to 22% in 6 years.
Correct.
And that's still one of the lowest increases in the state of Ohio.
As an overall, yes.
Wow.
As an overall, yes. So keep in mind, like I said, yours might have gone up 60%. Mine went up 10%. It's an average. Mm-hmm. So somebody's might have blown it out of the water where somebody else's was lowballed or didn't even get an increase.
Why are there some unusual circumstances that might cause them to go much, much higher, like the 60% or whatever?
It's hard to tell if they've just been undervalued for years. There was some corrections the auditor's office had to make on the system because we switched systems. So the software system was switched back in, I think, 2021, 22. And so there was values that were already put, there was percentages put on certain properties that brought them down lower. And they didn't know why. So they had to remove all of that and start with a clean slate.
So this system, was this under Roger? Was that his name?
Roger would have inherited that, yeah.
Okay, so who was it under then before?
I'm not sure if it started with Andy Sutek or if it started with Joe Papano.
So was it defective?
No.
Why did they switch then?
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did I thought you meant as in when they were utilizing it. No. We actually, because the company that actually had that that product never upgraded it, never did anything with it. So we needed to come back and bring it back up to today's age.
Mm-hmm.
We need innovation, keep everything moving. So
same company?
No.
Different company?
Different company.
All right. How much?
Excellent company, actually.
Great. What company is it?
ISSG.
And where are they out of?
Dayton. Well, Dayton area. They're outside of Dayton.
How do you know they're excellent?
Because they have upgraded. Anytime that we tell them that we have a problem with the system, like this is a problem. You know, you buy a software system and you think this is it.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Yeah.
Not with them. You can tell them, hey, we've got this problem. If they see that there's a need to change it because everyone is saying the same thing, because mm-hmm. we're not the only users, then they go in and they fix it and they upgrade it. And you have modernization constantly going on with the system.
So it's here wonderful. In Belmont County can bitch about the system, the software, because you're telling us it's essentially state of the art. This is as good as it gets, just about.
I'm not sure what they would complain about on the system, because they don't know what they're not getting on that side. So for the users, it's fantastic. If you go online, you can look up your tax bill. You can go and look at everything that you have, your sketches, the breakdowns, the calculations, where's your tax dollars go. You can do all of that. So I'm going to say, no, you can't bitch about that.
That's great. So when you switch to this new system, how
it was actually the auditor's office. I inherit everything. I'm like the stepchild of the county. So I only get what everybody else buys. So.
All right. So when the auditor upgraded this system, how did that affect the property values?
It didn't. This was reappraisal was the one that changed and made the changes.
That's the big one.
That's the big thing is the reappraisal. It has nothing to do with the software. It was just as the transition happened, whatever depreciation was put on, whether it was accurate or not, just kind of followed through in the system.
Okay. And the reappraisal company.
Yes.
Where are they out of and are they any good?
You're going to have to talk to Cindy on that one.
Okay. You don't know either way.
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Not being coy or anything. You actually
know. No, I mean, I know who they are. I don't know. They're out of Ohio somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have a one-on-one with them. That is Cindy's so that's Cindy's contract. She's the one that actually employs them, not me.
All right.
Again, stepchild here.
Okay. A live exclusive interview with Kathy Kellett. She is the Belmont County treasurer, and you have a black belt? You have a black belt?
I do.
In Taekwondo?
I do.
So you could kick my ass right now if you really wanted to.
Not really, because my foot's broke.
Yes. Okay. All right, so now I can be a little more obnoxious than I normally am. But
that's surprising.
I really hate this woman. I really hate this Kellett woman. I really do. And Jamie seems so nice, too. And Nancy seems so nice. And Gabriella, who I've never met, by the way. Probably good. You've never introduced me to her. Literally, you never have. No.
I'm happy to, have a meet and greet with Leslie and Ellie. Not sure that Ellie needs to be exposed to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We got a short break coming up. I'm going to talk, do a deep dive more into this tax situation in Belmont County, because that is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
And then, yes, we're going to be going there. East Ohio Regional Hospital, and we're going to be asking Kathy Kellett some tough questions. If you're watching this on the Facebook live stream, feel free to share this everywhere. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, the force multiplier of truth. I love what?
Oh, you're just like a nice little fairy tale. Go ahead.
More with Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kellett coming up.